So this is the best picture I have ever seen and kind of brings it all home. This is KCCI, Iowa's news leader, and they're in the middle of a weather forecast. And, of course, as many people know, on the green screen, you know, that's computer generated. And in this case, the computer, apparently a Windows 8 machine.
Part of the state. Now, live Super Doppler has been...
Microsoft recommends...
...rainfall across southwest Iowa.
Does she see it?
Microsoft recommends upgrading to Windows 10. What should I do? don't you love when that pops up, huh? Anyway, over at...
oh, my God, this poor woman. No, somebody reached over.
Like a pro.
She did it very well.
I know.
She's moving to the big market.
Unflappable.
What's going on with my clicker now? Okay, the winds have been very gusty overnight as well. It's the Windows 10, right? That's what people are going to say. Don't do it. Well, the shower...
Wow, Microsoft. Wow, that's the kind of PR you just can't buy.
I'm going to do something that's going to blow people's minds. So, yeah, you're familiar with Bill Keen, right?
Yeah.
And the Family Circus, right?
Keen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the most awful moments in my life was a Bill Keen cartoon. I hate this guy. but I'm going to pull a Bill Keen and say this. You know, people always make fun of this kind of thing. Back in the day, it would be like a blue screen that was in an airport
or in a train station or something.
And they would, Windows, you know. But you know what? You know what the Bill Keen positive outlook version of the story is? You know, they're using Windows, by the way.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone uses Windows. I mean, every time you see one of these things, like, you can make fun of this all you want, and it is stupid. I think this is terrible, by the way. But, you know, this is just another subtle reminder. Everybody uses Windows.
Everybody uses Windows.
Excuse me while I turn off my light, by the way.
Maybe they shouldn't be using Windows, but everybody uses Windows. Now, while Paul's away, we can quickly talk about Hadoop. Oh, darn it, he came back so fast.
Sorry.
He's back.
Darn, he's back.
I got a little, like, wrinkle in my back. It was like someone was stepping on me with high heels.
Ow! That was the light? All right. So there you go. There's your little, your image of the day. Thanks to KCCI. Channel 8 News in Iowa.
All right, see you next week.
Thanks, everybody.
We're done.
Windows Weekly in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. By the way, is there any more to say about that? Are people are still getting upgraded against their will? I got a call on the radio show. It was an unfortunate, unfortunate call. A guy's wife is a teacher, and she woke up.
I feel like
she was about to give a presentation.
It's dying down.
It's dying down.
Well, I think we're running out of things to upgrade, aren't we? I mean,
done.
I don't know.
For some reason this week, I don't know if it's email or Twitter or both or whatever. I've gotten a bunch of messages from people saying, and there'll be a screenshot. Like, here's Windows Update. Look what's in this list of all these things I have to update. It says Windows 10, 15, 11, you know, whatever. It's like, and all the other ones are 156 kilobytes or whatever. And this one's like 1.8 gigabytes, you know, or whatever. And some people seem to be confused about this a little bit. Although this was in the news last October when they announced it. It was in the news in early February when they started implementing it. People are just starting to notice it. And so it's kind of been out there because of that. But I'll just two things that just happened on Twitter literally within the past 30 minutes or so in response to this very story with the woman and the weather forecast. One guy says, I don't think they're being aggressive enough.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So those people are out there.
Why are they even asking just to upgrade?
Yeah. Well, yeah. By the way, I got a bunch of those. Let me see if I can find this. Yeah, this is awesome. This guy says, this is a quote from Linus Torvalds. It says, "Really, I'm not out to destroy Microsoft. That will just be a completely unintentional side effect," said Torvalds. And then this guy says, "It's happening."
Wow.
And it's like, guys,
this poor weather person, I mean, there are probably good reasons why she hasn't upgraded to 10. The software they're using may not work with 10. I mean, they're
right, of course.
So she should not have to be harassed. I should give a plug to Steve Gibson, your favorite Windows hater. Actually, he's not a Windows hater.
I love Steve Gibson. You know, I don't.
He's not a Windows hater. He's a Windows 10 hater. Yeah. He loves Windows.
That's okay.
But he has written a little program, not big.
Leo, Windows is a big tent now, remember? We love everybody.
Love everybody.
You know, it's okay.
He's written a little program called Never 10.
Yep. Which I've recommended.
It's a great idea because it's doing it the Microsoft way. It's making the group policy edit changes so that this is a permanent thing. It will turn, you know, this would be a good example, as this weather person should run it on her machine so she doesn't see that ever again.
Well, as we've discussed in the past, what really needs to happen is Microsoft needs to make it possible for you just to say no, you know?
Yeah.
And I respect their desire to upgrade people, but this kind of bullying, for lack of a better term, is inexcusable. I mean, I don't understand how anyone could approve of this.
Well, and I felt bad for this woman who was a teacher and her computer, Windows 10 was installed on it. Her husband called and said, you know, she had slides she needed to do and she couldn't. And, you know, just it was a mess. And it wasn't anything she initiated.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think somebody told me they were at a register and the guy inadvertently clicked the OK upgrade thing. And,
Now you got to wait.
It's going to be a little while before I can get you a receipt. sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
The reason it's coming out now, like we've said before, is we knew it was going to happen. We wrote about it. Yes. People who read our sites knew, but normal people didn't know.
I don't think anybody anticipated, though. I mean, you said, oh, it's going to go into the recommended updates and that will trigger an automatic update in some cases.
Well, that was the point we said, but this is serious because most Windows computers are configured to automatically install those updates.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't
Microsoft
happen
made no
right
effort
away
to get that word out.
No, but Microsoft, they want people to
I'm not going to congratulate them for warning people about a disaster they caused. Like
your house is going to get swept away in a moment.
Yeah. Right. There's a tidal wave with a giant Windows logo on it. Yeah. That was us. By the way, it's coming. Thanks for the heads up.
They shouldn't have done it in the first place, I guess. Yeah.
I don't think so. No. Yeah.
We both don't think so, but they don't care what we think.
No, apparently not. That's for sure. Yeah.